Part 1. 1. I am on my phone. Of course I am. But the screams start, sudden as the sound of my own name. I look up. It's only a group of girls huddled by the hot tub. They lift arms, devices, as if in prayer. They still themselves before the lens. A ritual. 3 flashes, and again they shriek. Each OMG, another post, another like, another love. They are alive in their bodies, together in their bodies. I feel their oneness inside me, like hunger. The plate before me is empty, though. Just the rind of a bacon cheeseburger to remind me what I ate. On this white daybed, in my bikini, which is also white, ketchup dripped down my chin, landed on my breast, smatterings of B-movie blood I wipe with my whole hand, lick clean. I lie back, body bare and distended. I'm satiated, but the feeling always passes, and the meal was freighted, like everything today, with the possibility that it might be my last. I fish a bottle from my black and white striped bag, snap the cap, swallow a pill with spit. I suck a vape to erase the chemical taste, blow cones of watermelon smoke toward the girls. They're cute, but each one needs a tweak to achieve true beauty. Rhinoplasty, I diagnose when I look at one. Brow lift, I silently suggest for another. Buccal fat pad removal. In the big pool, a woman my age props her elbows on an inflatable raft. Nearby, a child, chubby with pre-adolescence, slumps side saddle on a foam noodle. Clearly, they are together. Clearly, they are one. Both red-headed and freckled. Pear-shaped bodies waved as blown glass beneath the water. The mother says something and the child doesn't answer. Just stares at the hot tub. The girls. When I was young like her, I wanted nothing more than to emerge. Out into the seen world. The world of teenagers I saw on TV. Girls I followed on Instagram. Girls who siphoned attention, desire, love, with reckless ease. Girls tweaked into fantasies I thought were real. Isabel, the mother says. The number 11 between her eyebrows is so deep it threatens permanence. I touch my skin like I'm checking it's still there. My forehead remains, pulled tight as a starch sheet, and I want, for a moment, to wrinkle it. I want to become the other woman. A mother. A daughter. A pure version of myself. I want to become them all. I swallow to melt the pill further down my throat. I suck the vape. Isabel lifts herself from the pool. Water pulls at her swimsuit. She pads to a set of lounge chairs, wraps herself in a terry cloth robe. It dwarfs her. I lift my phone, pinch the screen of space between us, zoom in to see her better. She turns to face me, and I press the shutter. Smile. She looks away. Scared, maybe. Wrapped in her towel, the mother stands, gathers her bag, ready to leave. Isabel stands next, and I stand too. So fast the world spots with blue. I blink through the blur, rush to gather my things. My phone, my bag, my flip-flops kicked carelessly beneath the daybed. I have to squat to extract them. When I rise, I look for the woman and the girl. But my gaze lands only on a man watching me from a nearby cabana. He's older, 60s-ish, with his Kindle and iced tea, his Teva sandals and cargo shorts, his mirrored aviators in which I swear I see myself, gut unfurled, the burger inside adding to the paunch. I suck in for a moment, then breathe out, let myself expand, let fat push up against scar tissue and skin, let the man look. I slip my feet into my sandals. One quick scuff, then another, and follow the wet footprints left by the woman and the girl. I follow the path they took away from me.